Previously on the Ron Van Dam Show.
Q-tips are weird.
I guess it makes sense. Anyway, apparently there's nothing up there that I have to be concerned about.
And now, today's episode.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
There you go. Here I am.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
I'm over here. No, I'm over here. Here I am. I'm over here. My voice is coming out of the speaker. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am Ron Van Dam. That's about all you have to know. Good night, everybody. How you doing, huh? I know. You don't have to tell me. I know. So I'm going to go to the, what do they call them? Hairdresser? What do they call those people? The hairstylist? The barber? The barbette? I don't know. The people who do the hair thing. That's who I'm going to today. After I get out of the studio today, I'm going to have... Here we go. Ready for the quote-unquote? I'm going to have my hair done. That's right. I'm going to have someone do something with my hair. I'm going to walk into the salon... I'm going to a salon. I'm walking to this salon, and I'm going to have somebody do something with my hair. I'm going to walk in and say, what can you do with this? And the response will probably be, nothing. I can't do anything with that. What, are you serious? I work in a salon. I am not a miracle worker. Well, here's your challenge. Do something with this. I'm going to get my hair done today. It's going to be done. It'll be done. It'll be done. Very nice young lady takes care of my hair. I have someone who takes care of my hair. I feel so important. Remember when you were a kid, especially if you were a guy, your mother would take a salad bowl and put it on top of your head. And you could make believe you were in the army or something, and it was a helmet. She'd take the salad bowl, and then she'd get out some scissors from her sewing kit, and she'd just like clip around the edges of the salad bowl, and that would be your haircut. And everybody in school would look at you and say, well, salad bowl haircut, right? Yeah, that was me. Yeah. I think that's why I grew my hair. I have very long hair. I have for quite some time now. And I'm not 10 years old anymore, but I have long hair. And I've had long hair all of my life. I don't know why. I didn't want to be a girl. Girls have long hair. I just did. Maybe it's a beetle thing. I don't know. Millennials don't know what a beetle is. It's a little thing that crawls along the floor. You step on it when it gets annoying. Very similar to people. Anyway, I've always had long hair, so I've always had to do something with it. So I've always had someone who took care of my hair for me. Well, now I'm about to go to the salon, and I'm saying to myself, why? Who am I looking good for? Now, I'm not the only person living in my house, but I figure by now, they better be used to the fact that this is the way I look. I shouldn't have to go coiffing myself 24/7. This is it, man. And with the pandemic, I think we have all have learned to just deal with what you got here. It was only a couple of months ago that you could go to the salon and have your hair taken care of. Formerly, you couldn't. You just look in the mirror, take a brush or a comb, and that's about the best you could do. If you were over 40 years old, your hair was gray. We can't color it anymore. I mean, we're going to take out magic markers or magic markers and color our hair. We're going to look like this. This is, you know, you have gray hair. This is it. Deal with it. And then the salons opened up again, and people said, I can't deal with this. So I'm dealing with this for the first time since the pandemic hit. My hair is very long. I have a ponytail, if I make it so, and it goes down my back. It's gotten very, very long. So I need to deal with it, but I don't know what to do. Is this interesting to you at all? Do you even care about this? What, you know, people are dying. The economy is in the hole, and I'm talking about going having your hair done. What the hell's wrong with me? I'll tell you what's wrong with me. We need to get our minds off of this crap. I'll say this for just a quick second. It's very difficult to do a comedy show 5 days a week, which is what I've been doing for quite some time now, like decades and decades. It's very difficult at this juncture to sit here and make light and funny when this entire country is going down the crapper so fast. And there's a guy in the White House who has no handle on anything. That's scary. I'll say it's scary shit is what it is. Get the kids out of the room. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm not going to go there. I'm just saying. Anyway, I am getting my hair done today. I don't know if I'm going to have it colored. If I do, what color I'm going to do, I think purple would be nice. Match the drapes. I want to match the drapes. I don't know. And when I come out of there, I'm going to look damn good. You watch out. I'm going to look damn good. But I don't know who for. That's the problem. He looks damn good. He should be doing something damn important. No, he's not. He just looks damn good to himself, I guess. Wouldn't it be nice if you walked down the street? That's the end of the sentence. Wouldn't it be nice if you walked down the street and a person of the interesting sex approached you and said, I just got to tell you, I'm sorry, I don't know you, and I'm just stopping you in the street, but I just got to tell you something. You look damn good. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I would pay for that. Well, wait a minute. That's prostitution. It's verbal prostitution. I think that's okay because there's no touching. Wouldn't it be great? I'd give someone $10 to do that. Can I tell you something? You look damn great. You look wonderful. Oh, thank you very much. That really makes me feel wonderful. Thank you so much for saying that. Here's your $10. Thank you. Thank you very much. Jesus Christ. Thank you. I don't know. Are we getting tired of sending kids out of the room? Has it come to that? If you have kids, you must constantly be sending them out of the room. The subject matter of everything being talked about, little kids can't handle that. You don't want your kids to live with that umbrella of crap over them. So you got to send them out of the room all the time. We're watching the news. They're going to do a story on Trump about what he said at his rally yesterday. Better get the kids out of the room. We don't want them hearing this. Can you imagine if my kids heard what Trump was saying? Get them out of the room. Yeah, I want to have an honest conversation with you about something. Well, first we got to get the kids out of the room. It's like everything you do is like having sex in the bedroom, but you got to get the kids out of the room first. Everything. The only way around this is don't have kids. I've been telling you this for so many years on the air. Avoid these problems, changing diapers, putting up with the screaming, having to educate them. Paying money for clothing and food? What? Seriously? You know, having conversations where you got to get rid of the kid, get him out of the room. You want to go to bed at night, you got to make sure they're asleep first. Wouldn't it be easier just not to have them? But then, we're human beings. This is what we're here to do. Is that right? Is that why I was placed on this planet? From a spaceship from another galaxy. Is that why I was placed here? To make more human beings? Well, yeah. I think it says that in the Bible. It says a lot of stuff in the Bible. Do you ever go to the trivia page in the Bible? It's all the way at the end. It's fun. Good times. The Bible said everything. Yeah, you should duplicate yourself. It says stay 6 feet apart. It says that in the Bible. I don't know how they knew this would happen, but you know, this isn't the first pandemia we've had. It's just the first one that we've all been through in a generation. There have been others. Well, you go far back enough in time, it almost wiped out the whole population. I think Trump was president then too, for some reason. Let's get out of hand. With all our technology and all our smart people, this is where we are. Almost a year later. Oh no. Someone screwed something up badly. Someone screwed this up badly. Anyway, I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to take your mind off of it, and I've done a poor, lousy job of that so far. I started with a lighthearted subject about going to the salon today. I'm actually looking forward to it. I like nothing better than to sit on my ass with a drape over the front of my clothing. I like nothing better than that, to have someone fawn over my follicles. I mean, it's not a pleasant thing. I mean, I don't know. And then I have to have conversation. That's the worst part of going to the salon. Some people love going to the salon because they can have conversation, because the person who is in the chair has a free rein to talk about anything they want that nobody else would listen to. And that poor hairdresser, that poor salad dresser, that poor hairdresser person has to listen to everybody's problems and spout on and on and on and on. They have to ask you questions that make you want to talk, to set up a rapport. So you'll go to the salon all the time just to talk. Well, nobody will talk to me at home, but when I go to the salon, they have to listen to me. They have no choice. You want to get paid to fool with my hair, and you better listen to me talk for an hour. See, I talk for a living. I won't talk if there's not a microphone in front of my face. There's no point. If I'm not getting paid to talk, why should I? Do I actually think you're interested in hearing me? No, I don't. Because I damn ain't interested in you talking about yourself. So, two-way street? No, one-way street. Sorry, the traffic pattern has changed. So I'm going to the salon. Need to carry a lot of cash. Make sure there's enough on my credit card to handle this. Going to the salon is not cheap. Ooh, no, it's not. No, 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 no. As soon as you sit in that chair, we're talking $2,000, pretty much. You could put an engine in a car pretty much for what they charge now at the salon. Yeah, just take a little bit off the back, please, and just I don't want anything. Just clean up, you know, just clean me up and get rid of my split ends. Just cut it. Shouldn't take you more than 3 minutes. And how much would that be? $2,000. Oh, okay. All right. Price went up a little bit, huh? Yeah, it did. Because it's a salon. It's a salon. I see. I mean, it's a business like anything else. You got to charge accordingly. I get it. That's the amount of time that you're sitting in the chair. You're taking up somebody's time for an hour. That's got to cost money, huh? $2,000 an hour. That's reasonable. Let's think about hair extensions. Even though I have long hair that goes past my shoulders, I want to wipe my ass with my hair. I think that would be a luxury. Save myself on toilet paper. Might have to shampoo my hair a little more frequently, but I want hair to go down on my ass for no reason whatsoever. Then I think it could tickle. I think it might be pleasurable tickling down there. I can't believe I'm talking about this. Anyway, I do have an interesting guest coming up a little bit later in the program. And that's not a promise. That's a threat. Yeah. So how are you doing? I mean, I've been talking for 15 minutes and you haven't said a word. How are you doing? Tell me about yourself. I don't know who you are. I have no idea who you are. What's your name? Really? That's a name? My God, where'd they pull that one out? What kind of hat did they pull that one out of? What are you named after? Your grandparents or a type of tree? I mean, what the hell kind of name is that? All right, never mind. What size shoe do you wear when you go bowling? Yeah, me too. Me too. Me too. Me too. I'm within one size. I mean, I'm not exactly your size in bowling shoe, but I'm within one. So we have a lot in common there. Do you go bowling a lot? No, me neither. Me neither. Yeah, I don't like it either. I don't like it. No, the only thing I like about bowling is that the ball comes back at you on its own. I like that. I like that. It's the only sport where you don't have to go chasing the ball. It just comes right back at you. As a matter of fact, it comes back at you so quickly, you got to watch your fingers. Your fingers could get crushed because it's just coming at you. You don't have to do anything when you bowl except for walk up to a line, throw the ball on the floor, and take another sip of beer. Yeah, that's exercise personified for me. When I used to go bowling, they used to have a screen up on top of the alley, so everybody could see how lousy you're bowling today. It would project your score on the ceiling for some reason. Like other people want to know how you're bowling. Who the hell cares? I don't know. What else? What'd you do yesterday? What'd you have for dinner last night? Quick, tell me quickly. What'd you have for dinner last night? Oh, you can't remember, can you? No, because your brain is going, it's going south, man. Your brain cells are dying faster than yours can possibly die. Your brain cells are, I don't even want to talk about your brain cells. It's a lost cause. Forget about where you put your keys last night. I'm sorry, your fob. Forget about that. You don't even know what you had for dinner last night. My God. That's pitiful. All right, let's get beyond that, though. Are you single or married? Oh, really? that's interesting. Wow. Okay, fine. I'm not going to go there. What kind of hobbies do you have? Do you like, what do you do for a hobby? Oh my God. That's a thing. Wow. You do that sexually? How do you do that? You can bend like that? Seriously? Wow. Are you naturally like that or did you have to? You're naturally like that. Wow. That's amazing. Let's get off of that subject. Seriously. Whoa, that is weird, man. Are you going to be voting? You better be voting. Everybody better vote. Otherwise, you need to get out of this country. If you live in this country, you need to vote one way or the other. I don't care. You do it. You vote. I want everybody to vote. I want the turnout this year to be like never has been before. Do you know why? Because this year has been nothing like ever before that we've experienced. So you vote. Who are you going to vote for? What? Oh, okay. I misunderstood. Okay. All right. Whatever. Well, I've learned a lot about you. When's the last time you went to a salon? Oh, no. Today's my first time. Yeah, later on. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, really. Just something to do, you know. I'd rather sit on my ass in a chair in a salon than sit on my ass on the couch in my house. So gets me out of the house to sit somewhere else, I suppose. The only thing I really don't like about the salon is sitting under that hair dryer, that space age bubble machine there that spews out hot air. I think it bakes my brain. I'm not usually coherent when I come out of that hair dryer thing, that big plastic bubble they put over your head like on the Jetsons. I think they're transforming my brain matter into the lady who's sitting next to me at her air machine. It looks like one of those science fiction things We will take the body, we will take the mind and transfer the brain into this other body. That's what it feels like. And I think that's what's really happening. But I don't like sitting under there for half an hour. That's like absurd. That's crazy. Wow. I don't know. Yeah, I color my hair. Yeah, as I said before, I think I'm going to do purple, but I don't know. I color my hair. I'm of an age where that's when you start doing things like that. Nobody colors their hair when they're 5 years old. Nobody does that. But as soon as you hit 30 or 40, you got to color something. A couple of those hairs are going to turn gray. You got to do something about it. My God, if one person in public sees that one of your hairs has turned gray, oh. Do you remember the first day you realized that your hair was turning gray? It was one hair. And you looked at it and you thought, uh-oh, here we go. Yeah, you have no idea. Here you go big time. It progresses very, very quickly. When's the last time you checked your pubic hair? That turns gray too, apparently. Do we have to go there? No, we don't. You know it does, and I know it does, but we don't have to talk about it. See, get the kids out of the room. I told you. Here's another example. All right, look. We're going to say hello to our guest. Let's do so right now. Dr. Michael Blaha joins us now. He's a cardiologist with the infamous John Hopkins Hospital, and we're talking about how to manage cholesterol, because September is National Cholesterol Education Month. It's always a month for something. It might as well be cholesterol. Thanks for being with us, Doctor. How are you doing today?
Great, Ron. My pleasure being with you.
That's great. Now, cholesterol is interesting because, as far as I know, and tell me if I'm wrong, more and more people are encountering this concern. Is that because we're talking more about it and we're becoming more aware of it, or is there indeed a rise in cholesterol concerns?
Yeah, I think we're becoming more aware of it, and we're recognizing that almost all of our cholesterol is higher than it really should be. Now, it turns out, overall, maybe because of the statin medications, our overall cholesterol is actually going down, but we're recognizing that it still needs to go down further in most patients, particularly those that have high risk of heart disease, because that's why we care about cholesterol, because cholesterol can slowly accumulate in the walls of the arteries of the blood vessels, causing atherosclerosis and blockages of the arteries, and eventually heart attacks and strokes.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are many young people in their 20s and 30s who don't go to a doctor at all unless something's tragically wrong with them. And all the while, a lot of this age group really should be looking at cholesterol medication many times. I mean, it's not like an old age disease.
Right. So we do recognize that certain patients are at risk for heart disease very early in life, particularly if they have very high cholesterol levels, particularly if it runs in their family, so-called familial hypercholesterolemia. And they really need to get their cholesterol checked for the first time no later than their 20s to see if they have very high cholesterol. And if it's very high, they need to get it treated. And the treatment always starts in every guideline around the world with the so-called statin class of medication.
Right. And population-wise, it may be staggering for many people to know how many people actually do have what is considered to be heart disease. It sounds horrible, but all it means is that you have some concern in that area that you have to watch out for and control.
Yeah, so many of us, unfortunately, are going to experience heart disease in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, as you mentioned, many of us at a young age, which is scary. And cholesterol is one of the major risk factors, particularly very high cholesterol for heart disease. So, yeah, we all need to be thinking about heart health, healthy lifestyles, and our cholesterol. And a simple blood test to check if you have high cholesterol, but you're not going to know otherwise if you do, because cholesterol itself is asymptomatic until, of course, the big one happens. So we need to eat better. We need to exercise more. Those are proven ways to lower your cholesterol. And certain patients who are high risk, which is why you need to talk to your doctor, also need medications to lower their cholesterol as well.
Right. But the good news is, and you know, I mean, you say high risk, but there's a good percentage of the population that takes cholesterol medication every day, and they're living longer. The great news is that once you discover that is a concern, this actually puts you back to pretty much normal. You can change your dietary habits, as you should do whether you have heart disease or not. You should exercise. All this you should be doing anyway. But when you're aware of something, you actually come out healthier than you were to begin with.
Yeah, if you become motivated to change your lifestyle,
yeah,
and to improve your diet, exercise, you can lower your cardiovascular risk an enormous amount.
Yeah.
And added on that, if you need medicines further, you know, another 50% lowering, for example, mm-hmm, of your cardiovascular risk can be achieved relatively easily. And like you said, this can bring you down to sort of more normal population,
yeah,
level estimates of risk if you happen to be one of those patients with high cholesterol. So, mm-hmm, I would say that we're at a time where we understand enough about cholesterol, we have enough tools to treat cholesterol, that we can get most patients' risk down to a very,
sure,
acceptable level that they can live very comfortably without too much worry about their heart,
exactly,
you know, heart disease risk.
Exactly. So the good news is that there are medications and all different size doses that can bring you down to this or back to that. What would happen if you were on statins or on some type of a cholesterol medication and you decided yourself, well, I feel pretty good now, my tests are coming back better, I'll slow it down myself. Is there a danger there?
Yes. So this is, I'm passionate about this question because we have a lot of patients who either don't want to take a statin because they think it might harm them in some way, or they stop taking a statin because they think it's not working, or they're tired of taking it, or maybe they have a side effect. And this is really risk in this. We know the statins lower risk, and we know if you stop a statin, your risk goes back up. The statins need to be taken, obviously, to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm very concerned about patients who stop taking their statin without telling their doctor, or, you know, choose not to start one in the first place, even though it's recommended. Because really, it's just such an easy way to lower risk. There's so much bad information out there about statins, and I just always want to get the message out there that statins are a great medicine. If you need them, they lower risk, they lower cholesterol. So if your doctor prescribes a statin, please don't stop it without letting them know.
Yeah. You know, it's more that, you know, if you talk to somebody and say, do you take cholesterol medication? If they say no, you feel like saying, what's wrong with you? Everybody else is. I mean, it's almost like that, to be honest with you, especially at certain age groups. I hate to bring COVID-19 into everything, but is this making a difference? Are people not going to their doctors, are not getting blood tests because they're concerned about infections or being in doctor's offices, that kind of thing? Are we getting into an area here, hopefully temporarily, where we're not checking up on these things?
I think we did go through a time at the peak of the COVID crisis, at least in the Northeast here, where patients were avoiding medical care,
mm-hmm,
weren't getting their blood tests done, getting diagnostic imaging, for example, or mm-hmm, even seeing their doctor. Maybe it was a telemedicine visit. I think we're getting more back to normal now. I certainly hope my patients seem to be getting access to their medications just fine. Actually coping quite well in terms of their cardiovascular risk. So I hope we're getting back to normal here, and I don't have too many concerns that COVID should be a barrier at all to taking your statin or
right,
getting your statin,
right,
or certainly at least talking to your doctor about side effects or concerns or questions you might have.
Very good. Where do we get more information about this?
Yeah, so I'm here on behalf of Kowa Pharmaceuticals today, who makes Livelo, one of the statins, because
mm-hmm,
passionate about this question of statins. And if you want to get more information about heart disease, I think the American Heart Association is a great place to go, or the American College of Cardiology. And this particular statin, Livelo, which is processed in the body a little bit differently than the other ones, it's a great option if there's concerns about statin tolerance and so forth. LiveloRx.com is a great place to go.
Oh, cool. Can you actually switch from one medication to another if you find that one medication does the trick but isn't as invasive?
Yeah, so this is one of my biggest messages, is that we have enough statins in our armamentarium that everyone should be able to find one that suits them.
Right.
So if you say, yes, this first statin doesn't work for me,
yeah,
I'm done with this. that's where we're going to have a lot of problems. We really need to find one that works and get one that lowers your risk.
Okay. Doctor, you've been a great source of information today, and I appreciate your time. Well, that'll do it for me today. You have been absolutely fantastic. I don't know how you do it. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Is tomorrow Thursday already? Is that Thanksgiving? No, that's in November. This is September. Okay, wait a minute. I'm wrong. All right. Well, Thursday, tomorrow. Will you join me then, please? Good. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Keep your mind on things. Know what's going on around you. This is a very crucial time. Wear that freaking mask, please, 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 please. I wish you peace. I gotta tell you something. I got as a gift yesterday a face mask. It's black. It looks so chic. I look so good in it. I just gotta tell you that.